learn from the past and leverage the learnings actually over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months, but focus on the opportunities ahead. As they say, the windscreen is bigger than the rear view, and there's plenty of opportunities ahead of us that we can create positive change for.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. To get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast, visit joineliteagent.com. And for more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier on your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of today's show. My guest on today's show is REA Chief Customer Officer Kul Singh. So, Kul, welcome back to the show, actually.
Thanks, Sam. It's always great chatting to you.
It is indeed, and it's been almost a year since we chatted. Can you believe it?
It's been a long time. It's all a bit of a blur, to be honest.
It is. What a year it's been, and there's been so much that's happened this year, and everyone seems so busy despite all of the lockdowns and stuff like that. Tell me a bit about your year. How's it been for you?
Yeah, similar. Very, very busy. I can't remember working as hard as we have. The hours seem to blur into personal life and business life, so it's all a blend. Being one of the most lockdown cities, if not the most lockdown city in the world, that's been definitely a challenging and testing time to go from the most livable to the most lockdown. So a lot's happened, but equally, you know, optimism's returning and the sun's shining in Melbourne today. So looking forward to getting out and about.
And so just recently we reported some news that you've got a new job title. You're now the Chief Customer Officer of REA Group. So how does that compare to your previous position as Chief Sales Officer?
Yeah, look, it's definitely an exciting change, and it's way bigger than me and the title. It's about continuing to uplift our customer service and putting our customers at the centre of our decision-making. The team's now, you know, upwards of 330 passionate customer orientated people who are coming together under one vision with a goal to unifying your customer experience and service. So it's definitely a way to reinforce our focus on customers.
Yeah. And what's driven this change? Has it been sort of the year that we've had, or has there been events leading up to this, or?
Yeah, look, good question. Since I've been in the role, and it's approaching 2 years now, we've been laser focus on uplifting our customer service levels. We talked about that last time as well. I think there was upwards of 200% in customer contact. And so we've been thinking about what are the different things we can do to continue to lift our performance and exceed customer expectations. And I guess our vision at the moment is have customers loving to do business with us. And there's a range of different teams within REA that engage with customers, from sales to customer success, you know, service teams, operational teams. And so bringing these like-minded and customer-orientated people together, we thought we could unlock further opportunities to delight our customers.
And so let's talk about real estate generally for a moment, because it has been a little bit of an up-and-down year. What sort of trends are you seeing from an REA perspective that, you know, just broadly across the country? And then let's maybe talk about some of the standout moments in a few states.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, REA continues to do research studies to get a feel of what consumers are thinking and how we can share that with our customers. Recently, we spoke to buyers of new homes, and it's no surprise that consumers have started to use their homes differently over the pandemic and want that to continue into future years. So, you know, space, light, workspaces and studies are something that they're thinking about, and additional storage. So due to COVID, we've seen more and more people looking at bigger homes, moving further away from the city, although there is a bit of a shift to come back towards metro. Our customers already know that supply is low and demand is high. And so from the owner's side, we're finding that one in four of our audience are looking at renovating in the next 6 months, because there is just such a challenge in trying to secure a new place or a bigger place. They're looking at extending their current home. So one in four looking to renovate in the next 6 months is, we think, a big opportunity for our agents and customers to re-engage consumers and help them with you know, how to renovate, where to renovate, and how to uplift the value of their home. And then, as you would know, rent being a challenging market, shortage again, especially in markets like Queensland, where you're from, and other areas where there's a shortage of supply. And an interesting stat we found, a small but a significant increase in vacant properties, with 4% of landlords wanting to keep their investment property vacant. Now, whether that be for their second home or for families and friends, particularly in New South Wales, Queensland, we're seeing landlords wanting to keep their investment properties vacant.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting times. And now there's lifting of lockdown restrictions. So we've seen the lifting of lockdown restrictions in Sydney. I think Canberra is about to happen, and hopefully Victoria as well. How are you seeing the industry respond to that?
Yeah, considering where we were a few months ago, things are definitely on the up. The return of, you know, one-on-one inspections in the second half of September in Melbourne's definitely seen a shift in the market. Applications and leads to agents are rising significantly. I mean, it's been a later start than usual with the spring selling season, with lockdowns in Melbourne and Sydney in particular, but with restrictions easing, vendors are getting more and more confident, and vendor leads are growing to our customers, you know, at high records. I think we had a record last week in terms of new vendors connecting with agents. So we expect a strong selling season well into October and November. The market's strong, as you know. Days on market are down, clearance rates are up, and we see that to continue with low interest rates. But whilst the numbers are strong, I do know our customers, particularly in New South Wales, have been working long, hard hours. One-on-one inspections can take a toll, and you know, group inspections will reduce a bit of that stress, and hopefully in Victoria that'll happen soon too. So I'm sure the Christmas break can't come soon enough for a lot of our customers, whilst others will continue to work through that period too.
Yeah, that's what I've heard actually, that Christmas is, Easter's the new Christmas again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're based in Melbourne. How have you been faring, you know, in what you just described as the world's most locked down city?
Look, it's definitely been hard, you know, from the most livable, as I said, to the most locked down. It's been hard, not only for us, but I think about kids, I think about children and teenagers in particular. It's been hard for them, and, you know, it's a health crisis beyond just COVID with some of the other challenges people are facing. So we're mindful of that at REA. We're mindful of that in the industry, and wanting to make sure we remain kind to one another. As I said, the sun's shining here, so there's a lot of optimism and hope for what's to come. You know, hopefully restrictions ease further into next week once we get to the 70% period. I remember talking to you and Owen last year about vaccinations and what my one ask was, and I think it was getting the vaccinations out back then. So it can't come soon enough. For me personally, I've been fortunate. I've got a supportive workplace and family, and have taken the opportunity to look at creating positive experiences even within the home. So yeah, personally fortunate, but equally mindful of, you know, everyone going through a different challenge.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because one of the things that you guys have introduced this year is a partnership with workplace mental health provider Benny Button. So talk to me about that. What does that involve?
Yeah, we did partner with Benny Button. Obviously, as I said, we wanted to ensure we continue to support our customers. So we wanted to look at what other ways we can do that outside of the financial support and digital solutions we offer. So Benny Button, you know, they're a leader in their space, and the safety and well-being of our people was a key priority for us. So we rolled out that program to them, and then equally extended that to our customers. It was a three-part webinar series open to all REA customers, and it focused on the fundamentals around well-being, you know, mastering stress, and leading innovation. And if I step back and look at just the engagement we've had with that program, it's had the highest engagement of any REA customer-facing webinars we've had, and still available on our Agent Marketing Centre. So we're really pleased that we're able to offer that and extend that to our customers.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we'll leave some links for that in the show notes, just in case anyone hasn't seen it, because I think it's a fantastic initiative. And if this pandemic's taught us anything, it's like it's a personal experience for everyone. Everyone experiences things very differently.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the areas. Let's go on to some good news. So the areas are back in 2021. That's what we always say. The areas are back in 2021. I've received my notification. You're a judge again this year. Thanks very much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, for continuing to support us and supporting the industry with picking the best of the best. We do appreciate it.
It is my favourite awards to judge, and I'm not just saying that because you're here.
I was saying to our marketing team, now, as you talk about favourite, I mean, I love this initiative, and it is – if not my favourite, one of my favourite initiatives. I absolutely love it, and it's into its sixth year now. And I remember being part of the team when it was first created, so I absolutely love it.
I remember the first Areas ceremony as well, either. It was down in Melbourne at that beautiful art gallery at the NGV, wasn't it?
It was. Great memory. 6 years ago, that was. It's going to be bigger and stronger this year.
Yeah, amazing. And so what are the categories this year? I think there's two categories of awards, as I understand. So there's one which is submission-based awards and other awards which are data-based awards. So talk to me about the categories that are submission-based.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, one of the first ones I'll talk about is a new category we're rolling out this year, just talking about the Benny Button Initiative. We wanted to stay true to that mental health focus and well-being focus. And we know our customers have done some exceptional work in supporting not only their teams, but the communities they operate in. So a new award we've introduced is the Wellbeing Initiative, which any customer can submit for. And the winner will receive a Wellbeing Series specially designed by Benny Button to the value of $10,000 for them. So that's one of the new awards we've rolled out this year. The other ones, submission-based, as you mentioned, you judge those, and along with our other panel of judges. So thank you again for your support. There's a range of different awards that fall into those categories, which include Agency of the Year and Property Manager of the Year, the national awards with one winner across the country. And then, as you mentioned, we've got data-led awards as well, which focus on the performance of customers and the data we have access to on our site. If I talk about the resi space, you know, we've got Top Agent, which looks at volume of sales, total value of sales, and ratings and reviews. Submission's not required for these awards, and all customers of REA from the 1st of Jan to the 31st of December are automatically entered.
I love those awards, actually, because I think you guys have got the best helicopter view across all of these data systems and things like that. So, and it was really great to celebrate those top agents too, like not just from a volume point of view, but also from a ratings and reviews, you're a good human kind of point of view as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want that to continue, and we want it to be as objective as possible. And as you say, leverage the data that we've got access to celebrate the great results our customers are able to provide their vendors. So whether it be, you know, sold prices, days on market, ratings and reviews, which I think are an increasing important way for vendors to select agents, we want to highlight those, and people are doing extremely well.
Now, there's some people probably listening to this right now who are probably thinking, should I submit an entry for these awards? Let's talk about Agent of the Year, or Agency of the Year rather, because the Agent of the Year are the top agent awards, which are database now. But the Agency of the Year, what sort of agency do you see as somebody that could take out that award?
Bearing in mind, we don't judge these awards, Sam, you do. So I'd love for you to share with us any tips on what you look for when you're picking the Agency of the Year. But for me, I think it's important to balance the soft skills and equally the objective data that agencies and have access to demonstrate the outcome they've delivered for their vendors, for their landlords, and back that up with statistics to reinforce the results they've delivered. So be succinct, but punchy and have data where you can to demonstrate the outcomes you deliver. But equally, Sam, love to hear from you what you look for when you're picking Agency of the Year. And do you have any tips for our listeners?
Oh, well, actually, I do, actually. Everyone's judging process is different, but, you know, I tend to print out all the submissions at once and read them through one time, all of them, before I even, you know, and then I'll put them in a rough order and then go back and then have a look at what's really going on there. A couple of tips, I would say that focus on answering the question, because a lot of times, you know, you get answers that are longer, perhaps, that don't really answer the question. And I think including data is amazing, and finding ways to stand out. Because as judges, we read a lot of submissions. So as soon as we get one that's a breath of fresh air, which is a little bit different, it's like, oh, this is different.
Yeah, there you go.
And we love that.
Inside the mind of one of our expert judges.
Beautiful. Yep. And yeah, no bribes. Bribes won't work. Not in this office anyway.
No. That makes me happy as well.
So anyway, yeah, thank you for that interview. Okay, let's move back to me asking the questions now. So the awards have a bit of a new look, and you've just talked about the incentives for, the winner of the Benny Button Award. The winners actually get quite a lot from REA, you know, in terms of promotion and things like that. So can you talk to us a little bit about what the winners will receive in 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if I come back to the intent is to celebrate our customers' successes, but equally connect them with our consumers. So I guess one of the big priorities is to promote and connect the winners through media coverage and industry acknowledgement as much as possible. There'll be professional development sessions with mentors for people who win to help their business and exposure on whether it be realestate.com.au or a realcommercial.com.au customer. There's going to be out of home advertising for select awards. So you'll see that externally as well, again, to connect our customers with our consumers. And there'll be personalized marketing assets for our customers to use and leverage within their own platform. So there's going to be a range of different ways we're going to celebrate and offer assets to reach that objective of connecting customers with consumers. The state-based award ceremonies will be taking place in person, ideally, as we talked about the top agent and using data. Ideally, we can do that face to face. So the plan is to bring customers together in their states and celebrate together. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we can pull that off because we had to just do it digitally last year.
Well, I think everyone's just got to hurry up and get their jabs, right?
Yeah. Well, without getting overly political, you know, I'm a big believer of the jab and making sure we can do what we can to protect ourselves and those around us. So the quicker we can get there, the quicker we can have some form of freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can come back to Melbourne and have a decent coffee again at some point.
That would be good. Or better yet, I'll come to you because the sun shines there more than it does in Melbourne.
We'll see. There's reasons for us both to travel. Yeah. So what's on the agenda for REA in the period ahead, other than the Aries, which is very, very exciting? What can we expect to see from REA? We're coming to the end of 2021. What
can
are the plans for
it?
2022? Yeah, we made it. Gosh.
Yeah. Look, there's always plenty happening at REA, whether that be consumer trends that are informing what we're thinking about next or feedback from our customers, whether it's anecdotal. You know, I talk to customers every day and I get feedback all the time on things we can do differently or improve, or via the property panel, which, again, our customers comprise of across all our markets. If I think about a product point of view, we've seen some fantastic uptake of our digital solutions products like Connect, which help customers nurture and convert prospects more efficiently and effectively. And we'll continue to optimize that product suite into the next months and years. And as I mentioned, vendor leads are absolutely flying at the moment. So new vendors thinking of connecting with agents, and we want that to continue and how we can continue to optimize that funnel to drive more vendors to our agents who are ready to sell and help the agents move those listings as fast as possible. Obviously, the market's hot right now, but if there's other ways we can do that when the market slows down to convert those listings, we'll continue to explore those.
Yeah, it's certainly shaping up to be an interesting year. And what about on the rent side of things? What's happening there? Will there be anything new happening there?
Yeah, so as you might know, OneForm's been part of our stable for a long time now, and you know, over 4 million applications a year through that product. We've recently transitioned to a new product, which consumers can apply through the REA app, you know, the rental applications product, and we'll continue to roll that out. So we're rolling that out at the moment to all OneForm customers, and a big focus is to get as many of those customers migrated as possible quickly before the peak rental period. So that's a big focus, and the goal there is to find the best tenant faster. I think there's ways we can help our customers and property managers select the best tenant faster through leveraging data and technology. So the goal there is to help them be more effective and efficient so they can spend more time delivering service.
Yeah, well, that's what every investor wants too, the best tenant in the fastest possible time.
Yeah.
So, cool. Thank you so much. It's been great to catch up with you again. We must not leave it a year next time. And just a reminder to everyone to get your area submissions in before November the 17th. So, you know, if you're thinking about submitting for the areas, maybe download the forms, you know, have a look at the questions, give yourself a good time, a bit of time to consider what your answers are going to be, because there's still a fair bit of time to go. And I would really recommend that you get involved in the areas that we've interviewed some amazing winners over the years and have loved our involvement in the areas. And you might even end up on the cover of the magazine, hey.
You absolutely might. And remember, do what you can to stand out.
Cool. It's been amazing catching up with you again. If there was one final piece of advice or one final thought that you'd like to leave everyone with, what would it be?
Oh, good question, Sam. And you know me, I can't just give you one. I think there's so many topical things at the moment. And I touched on it earlier around being kind to one another. I saw an AFR article yesterday, actually, that brought home a lot of things for me and reminded me that we can't control a lot of the environment and what's taking place in the market, but we can control and support our teams. And people are the most important part of any business, and that's definitely the case in our industry. So that's kind of the first thing I'm thinking about and topical as of yesterday again. But other than that, the other thing I'd call out is to continue to find ways to create positive change. Absolutely learn from the past and leverage the learnings actually over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months, but focus on the opportunities ahead. As they say, the windscreen is bigger than the rear view, and there's plenty of opportunities ahead of us that we can create positive change for.
Yeah, absolutely. And a great final thought. Cool Singh, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Sam. Look forward to seeing you within 12 months.
Absolutely. For coffee.
Absolutely. All righty. Chat soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast. Visit joineliteagent.com.